welcome to a special Shopping with the Wolf as I go around and try and find some fucking gifts for people I don't like. Oh, the weather outside is fucked up, and the people at my bar got fucked up. And because they had no place to go, late it's now, late it's now, late it's now. Happy holidays, whatever the fuck you celebrate, and welcome to Shopping with the Wolf. I have coffee. I have extra money from a banging ass weekend that was super fucking busy. And I, believe it or not, am actually wearing a red flannel, green shorts, and a knit beanie Santa hat. No, I'm not kidding you. I swear to God it's true. One time a year, I try and be nice and thoughtful. So I'll put, peppermint oils from Outsiders Beard Co., which I think is no longer in business anymore. But a buddy of mine made some good oils and beard balms and wax and candles and all that. And I still have some. So I'll put a couple drops of that in my beard so I smell like a goddamn candy cane. Or, you know, I'll wear a Santa hat and just, you know. It's supposed to be festive. I have a lot of good Christmas memories, and I apologize for the last episode where I did not do any of them, and I promised it would be holiday-themed for December. It's already the fucking 12th, and I didn't even get a chance to breathe. Working in a rock bar, or any bar for that matter, in Vegas is just nuts. You start work, blink, and then half the month is gone. It's just a whirlwind of insanity. But I am taking this weekend from bar work, you know, because I'm still going to be working on my figures and other stuff. So it's never a day off for me. But taking this couple of days off from the bar to get everything done, hopefully find some gifts for people and go over some Christmas memories and whatnot as I do it. So the first thing that I had thought of is, you know, pretty much everybody that listens to this or knows me is some form of a collector. But do you remember your first of anything? I remember a few of my firsts. One of them is the, what was your first Transformer? Now, when I was a kid, Transformers were super expensive. I mean, compared to today, they're practically nothing. I just saw something where, like, the Millennium Falcon was $30, but back in 79 to 83, that was a fuck ton of money. That was, like, almost a third or a half of your paycheck for $3.75 an hour at minimum wage. So I guess I understand, but, like, $30 now, shit, that doesn't even cover the cost of a Super 7 figure. But anyway, my first Transformer that I actually got one year was Ironhide. And knowing, you know, my family situation and my mom always doing the best she could to give me absolutely everything I could ever want, and still does, it may have been something that was on clearance. I don't know why Ironhide or something like that, but it resonated with me because I thought it was picked out especially for me. And I'm giving the benefit of the doubt, I'm almost positive it was. But I just try and think of, like, man, that's really expensive stuff. I wonder how she could have afforded that. Anyway, I remember opening up Ironhide, and I thought it was awesome because he was, like, the burly, tough guy of the team, had a cool voice, and was a red van. And I thought, you know, redhead, red van, this is what I want, you know? So, yeah, Ironhide was my first Transformer. And it was cool until I transformed it, and then it looked nothing like the cartoon. And I was severely disappointed because back then you didn't get a choice, and odds are they would just make the toy, and then the cartoon people would just get a description and draw it, or even the comic book people, they would just draw it however the fuck they want, and then, you know, neither of them matched. So that started my wish for getting cartoon accurate toys, and it wasn't until I want to say like 2008, 2010, where we actually started getting a few of those, like, you know, the Masters of the Universe Filmation stuff. We did get, actually, to be fair, if you're a Letterkenny fan, I want to say like 89 to like 92, Transformers had those, I believe they were called Action Masters, where they were non-transforming skateboard riding Transformer figures. And I passed on all of them, and now I wish I would have fucking got them, because they're basically what, you know, now you can get a reaction figure that looks like them. But I passed on them as a kid because they didn't transform. Like, you couldn't win with me as a kid. I wasn't picky, but if I was going to spend that kind of money, it better transform into what it looks like on the show, an actual car, and then it better transform into the robot that looks like the cartoon character. I don't think that was too hard of an ask, but, you know, it is what it is. And, of course, now with Masterpiece and Legacy and, you know, the movie series 86 or whatever they call it, like, yeah, we're finally starting to get those now. And I'm pretty happy with the collection I have. But, yeah, as a kid, that was weird. I don't know what the fuck Ironhide was. I remember the first few series of Transformers were just basically imports from Japan of Takara. And they, before the cartoon, it was just a transforming truck and a transforming van. Shit like that. You know, I just, not too much thought went into it. And then we started getting more original vehicles and things like that. So, but Transformers was fun. I think my next Transformer, sorry, I had to get a little coffee in me there. I think my next Transformer that I got was Thrust, which, guess what? It was a red jet. So I think there is some thought going in there where, just because I was a redhead, I always got the toys with red hair or red-colored vehicles. You know, people want to be inclusive and want representation now. We found ways back then, so I always got the red vehicles. And, you know, if you wanted a Latin baby or a African-American baby or a Cabbage Patch doll, they started making those too. And goddamn people, if you can't fucking merge on a freeway and get past 45 in your fucking Tesla, get the fuck off the freeway. Holy shit, why do I have to slow down for your dumb ass? McFadden, whatever the fuck your license plate says. Anywho. See? Driving road rage Tourette's still come out during the holidays. Woof. Now, those were pretty much my only two Transformers that I got brand new. Like I say, we couldn't afford them. It wasn't something that I could ever get the big ones of. And I think, you know, Grandma got me Gears once, the little red and blue Jeep, Outback Jeep thingy, whatever it is. I think that was really it. I don't remember having too many others. But I was trading things. Once I did get some stuff, for some reason G.I. Joes were a little more reasonable. The vehicles were huge compared to the price. So you could get like the Cobra Mamba for $20 or $25, and it was the size of your toy box. But unfortunately, I would trade a lot of those for Transformers because I was pretty smart and I would trade them for size. So I think I traded like a Cobra Mamba or something like that for Metroplex, which was a little smaller, and I convinced the kid it was smaller, it wasn't worth as much. And now I look at it and I was like, holy shit, I pretty much ripped that kid off. Fucking Tesla's going 45 now. Holy shit, Elon Musk, can you put a governor chip in these things to make them actually go faster? Or does your little go-kart not drive that fast? Holy shit, people. God. Freeways for a reason, and drive in the right lane. Let people pass you. So anyway, I did get Metroplex with all the accessories and the car and all that sort of stuff. gosh, I'm trying to think. I think at one point I had traded for a Rodimus and maybe like one of the Constructicons. And I think that was it. I think that was really it. Which there's, you know, nothing wrong with that collection. That's a pretty good collection for a kid. But certainly, you know, I look at things now where they say collect them all or you got to get the entire series. And as I start selling off and breaking down my collection little by little, I'm keeping the main characters or the ones that mean stuff to me. And I'm realizing, I was like, I really did not need to buy all these. I should have just done what I did as a kid and, like, just buy the red car or just buy the one that I like. So, you know, it is what it is. And I still love Transformers. And that's kind of like, as an adult, my one rich collection where I would spend way too much money on this shit. So that is one of the things that I had kept up on, just because I couldn't afford like Scorponok and all that. So of course I'm going to buy all the Titans now. I skipped Unicron because there's no way in hell I'm paying $500 for anything. And I almost got Eternia, and then I realized I bought like four or five other figures and that was damn near $500, so I just didn't, you know. Shit's getting way too expensive now. And then just a little side note before I hit my first stop here. I don't know in 2023 that I'm going to buy anything at full price, because damn near everything, absolutely everything that I bought this entire year has gone on clearance for Black Friday or at some point during the year. Reaction figures, the Simpsons, Troy McClure and Bane or McBain figures or whatever. Those all went on deepdiscount.com, and they're all like $7.49, which is less than, you know, when they were partnered up with Funko. So I'm not buying those anymore. And, some of the Transformers and Ninja Turtle stuff that went to GameStop and Target all got clearanced out. And I don't need everyone. I don't even need the main characters. I just need a few of my favorites. So, you know, I'm not buying them anymore. And then the big one, I haven't bought any yet, but I'm about to. If these things keep going lower and lower, where I keep finding the Ninja Turtle Ultimates for $20, I'm going to start buying them. I wanted to get Shredder and Slash, but those sold out pretty quickly. But some of the other ones, even $38, that's not too bad. When it comes to those things, because they pre-ordered for $50, and the very last one that I ever pre-ordered was that damn Conan the Barbarian, the John Byrne comic book version, and when I finally got it a year and a half later, didn't want him anymore, had sold off most of my Ultimate or Masters Classics, and it ended up looking like Peter Steele from Typo Negative. So that was a huge pain in the dick, and sort of lost my love for everything Super 7. So I'm interested to see how these Ultimates are. I haven't bought any yet, but I imagine even still there's going to be clearances after Christmas and for the New Year's, because a lot of people are closing shop. Dorkside Toys, which I believe is run by Justin Parry, the famed ghost hunter that said, "Dude, run." I think he started that business ripping people off, and now he's ending the business ripping people off because, you know, they're selling stuff that's out of stock or that's getting canceled, and, yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but the only thing I did do, and this is the other thing, every wrestler that I bought, even stuff that I thought would have been hard to find, some of the legends or some of the things that, you know, usually you have to buy one of just because it's a one in a case. These fuckers are showing up in droves and people just aren't buying them anymore or whatever the reason is. And now Ringside has almost all of them for $12.99 and under. And I've spent probably $100 over that with the ones that I did buy just to get like the Jake the Snake Revelations, the Hulk Hogan and the hat,
And even some of the newer stuff that just came out, or it hasn't even hit retail yet, like the Doc Hendricks stuff. Yeah, all went for $12.99 and $14.99. Plus, you can get some of the older stuff from, like, three series ago for $5.99. In fact, they're trying to give away Ric Flair and Karrion Kross figures for $2.99. Like, come on. So I'm not buying anything new again next year, unless it's a super want. All right, I am going to hit up Bath & Body Works and Five Below, because I have a bartender I have to buy for at work at our Secret Santa, and then maybe some stocking stuffer stuff. And here I thought shopping at noon o'clock would be a little easier to get around before the kids get out at 2, but nope. I forgot nobody works, and everybody's out at the stores. Holy shitballs. I had one lady comment, because I'm wearing the Santa hat and got a beard, you know, fat guy. She's like, you're a couple more years, you'll be Santa Claus. And I was like, almost there. And I walked away. I was like, wait, bitch, you just call me old? You trying to say that once my beard goes gray, I'll be Santa Claus? Bitch, I might be Santa Claus now because I do make toys for a living. Bitch. Couple kids got excited. I'm glad that magic is still there, where you never know when you're going to run into Santa Claus. I remember when I was a kid, I used to think the mall Santas were real. Until one year, when we actually got one, where I saw that his fake beard was coming off, and I could see his black 5 o'clock shadow underneath. And I was like, hey, wait. And I told my mom, I was like, I don't think I'm getting anything for Christmas this year, because that guy was a fake. And of course she laughed. She said, well, I'll put it to good use and stuff. And, you know, speaking of Santa, like, bitch, move, there's nobody coming. Go, fucker. It's green light, bitch. Shit. Fucking Jersey plates. You'd think you would know better. Good God, people. Anyway, Santa Claus is a fun little thing, and I hope it's still a tradition, whatever you believe in or want your kids to believe in. I remember one time I tried to go in my mom's room when I was a kid, and she's like, oh, wait, you can't go in there. And I'm like, why? And she said, Santa was busy this year, came early and put everything on my bed, so you can't go in there. And I'm like, oh, man, he's efficient. That's awesome. And then I remember one year we had set out a Christmas cake. You know, you always do cookies and milk, but we thought one year we'll, you know, put a Christmas cake out instead, because we had already kind of nibbled on it. And then when I woke up, there was a reindeer print in the cake, which suspiciously looked like my grandma's Pomeranian footprint. But hey, you know what? Like, it's the holidays. It's fun, right? Oh, I'm behind a Jeep with a wreath on where their tire goes. Hope they don't need that tire. It's not there. They didn't put it on the tire. They took the tire off to put the wreath there. My mom made me a wreath. The only Christmas decoration I have up right now, because I haven't had time to decorate or anything. And she made it out of those little Tabascos they give you, the little tiny bottles. She got a wreath, tied Tabascos to it, and then got the little LED battery pack lights to go on it. It's cute. It's fun, but it's the only thing I have right now, so, you know, but it's fitting. So speaking of mom, you know, they never want much. They never ask for anything. They always make it difficult, and she's like, well, I just want you to get me Goodwill stuff. You know, and it doesn't, it sounds worse than it is, but she means, like, because I thrift and I find collectibles and stuff. But she never wants me to spend any money on her, and she feels bad if you do. So it's like a weird balance of don't get me anything, but get her something. And, you know, last year she asked, I said, what do you want for Christmas? And she didn't tell me anything. So I finally asked, well, what are some of your Christmas memories, or what were some of your favorite memories of your dad, you know, my grandpa and things like that? And she told me that the only thing she remembered was he used to have this little red book that had animal stories in it, and that he would read to her when she was a little girl. And that was one of the only, you know, dad-daughter moments they really had, because he was kind of gone by the time she was growing up. So, believe it or not, I had scoured the internet and everything, and I found it on eBay. And I've never seen her cry so hard. It was just, it was a fun thing. But, see, again, I am emotional, and I try and stay away from emotions, because no one wants blubbering idiots constantly. I don't understand crying. And everyone's like, oh, it's happy tears, or it brings back happy memories. And I'm like, if it was happy, you wouldn't be crying. You know, but, so I guess it's a good Christmas if you make somebody cry, but if they don't cry, it's not, I can't figure it out. I can't, but, yeah, she liked that, and I think I found something else. It was, the only other thing she asked for, it was like, 1001 odd facts or something. That was one of those bathroom reader things. I don't know, but, that was the year I had set up my Christmas tree on I have this hot tub kind of thing in my bathroom that I never use, because I think the idea of sitting in water is ridiculous. But I covered that up, and I put boards over it, and then made it sort of a Christmas tree stand, because it's just this useless alcove in this giant carpeted bathroom. Who the fuck puts carpet in the bathroom? But yeah, so I set up a Christmas tree in the bathroom last year. And that's all I got to say about that. Well, dang, it turned out to be a nice, beautiful day. It's 50 degrees and sunny, and it's just odd, but it still feels wintry and fun. And I just found the entire WrestleMania anthology at Goodwill, which is hilarious. It's, sorry, this truck is trying to get in front of me because he can't figure out how to fucking drive. God, people are stupid. Anyway, I went to Goodwill and I found the DVD Cube box set, which is all four of the WrestleMania anthologies that they came out with before they stopped, you know, producing DVDs. So it's WrestleMania 1 through 20, and I got it for $7.99. And I found the original soundtrack to Karate Kid 2 on record. So, not too bad. I'm supposed to be shopping collectibles for Mom, and they had like one music box bear thingy, and it was $9.99. I can't pay that much for something that, like a statue at Goodwill. It's hilarious though, because they were unveiling a bunch of stuff and bringing things out of the back, get all the good stuff, quote unquote, that they've been saving forever. And oh, how weird, I'm behind a car that the license plate is December 24th. Like, why would you do that? Is this, like, the only time of the year that the plate's good? That's weird. Anyway, saw a bunch of fucking violins they were bringing out of the back, and guitars, and I'm like, $24 for a violin? Nah, I don't want to annoy my neighbors that much. Plus, I don't even know how to play, but I could probably figure it out. But not for that price. I'll show up on a better day. But Monday is Dollar Day at Goodwill, so there's that. We'll see what happens. So I'm going to try Savers and get some of this daylight stuff out, but yeah, pretty cool. So now I had WrestleMania 1 through 7, I think, on those anthologies, so it's cool to have the others just for reference. I kind of stopped buying them and liking them after want to say about 10, when they started getting weird, and then after that, I didn't really need to buy anymore, because they would show the recap and almost the entire match on Raw the next day. So, yeah, back in the day, you had to get pay-per-views. Now, not so much. But I am going to drive to the next one with the windows down and just enjoy my coffee for a minute, and I'll head back at you and let you know what I got. Irma Gerd, these people and fucking construction. One of our major streets that's a thoroughfare between freeways and getting around and just basically existing has decided to, I don't know, put in pipes for no goddamn reason. So they shut everything down and have just a flagger one-way traffic. And it's normally four lanes on each side, but no, let's move it down to one lane. So we had to sit there for a half an hour. Holy fuck. just ridiculous. It's absolutely unnecessary. And maybe they should have figured out. I mean, that this part of the city isn't that old to begin with. So I'm pretty sure whatever they put in there underground still works. It don't need to upgrade. Or maybe stop building so you don't need bigger pipes under the fucking roadway. God. Went to Five Below and was looking around. They always have some good stuff. But I go over to the toys, you know, not for me. Just wanted to see what was there. Okay, maybe for me, just in case. And I see this, like, Creeper Dahmer-looking dude just sitting there, and he's, like, eyeballing everyone, kind of catchy, you know, or sketchy type. So I walk by him, and I go to the other aisle, and I'm still watching him, and he's opening the toys that have just the boxes. Like, they, you know, how some, like, Hasbro and some of those places, they're starting to do just boxes instead of the plastic packaging. So they're really easy to open. He's doing one of those and open them up, and I'm like, well, what does he want to see what the figure is inside? So he's opening up the Star Wars one, stealing the Baby Yoda, putting that in his pocket, and then opening another one with Captain America and putting that one back in the Baby Yoda one. Now, why would you do that? Because now you're still going to end up with an empty box. It makes no sense. And I just, you know, I'm not security. It's not my business. I don't know if he doesn't have any money, or he probably doesn't even have a kid. He's just seeing what he can get away with. And it just, it's fucking dumb. And he saw me staring at him, and then he gets all nervous and shit. And it's like, you know what? You're probably just going to go wank off anyway. But, I don't know. I notice shit like that. I can tell when people are stealing shit or when they're trying to get away with shit. It's just, it's obvious. There's tells. You can tell when somebody's trying to steal. Or if they walk out of a store and they ring the buzzer and, you know, they're going to point to exactly what they supposedly didn't steal. So, maybe don't steal? I don't know. If I saw somebody stealing food, I'd look the other way. But games and electronics and toys and shit like that, I don't know, whatever. It is what it is. So now let's see if I can make my way around to the other Savers. I found a couple little things already. I'm going to make a Goodwill box for Mom so she can have stuff to go through. And then hopefully I can find some other stuff. If I can get around this freaking traffic. So anywho, another Christmas memory, talking about firsts, G.I. Joe. Do you remember your first G.I. Joe figure? For me, it was Dial Tone. And for the longest time, I only had Dial Tone. It was funny, you know, I liked the Dial Tone, it was great, but he's always like sort of my unspoken favorite, just because, like, I don't know if he was just the last one on the shelf. I mean, but back then they were like $1.50 or maybe $2.99 at the most. So why out of all the figures would I get Dial Tone is beyond me. And then I didn't even have any G.I. Joe vehicles or anything to go with it. So the only one that I had of that type of figure. So it was on my bed, I had one of these beds that had, they used to come with headboards that had little shelf space and a little top thing, you know, for alarm clocks and shit that you don't use anymore. On my headboard, I remember having a few Garfield books, Dial Tone, Ironhide, and I think maybe a couple of stuffed animals. But the rest of my collection that I displayed as a kid were actually stuffed animals, and I'd put a rubber band around their neck and then thumbtack them to the wall. And yeah, that was kind of it. I actually would do that all the way up until high school. I would try and put a rubber band around individual figures and just hang them on the wall. But then over time they would stretch the rubber band, or it would be dry and they would snap, and then I'd have, you know, figures on the floor and shit. but I didn't really start getting into G.I. Joe as Christmas presents for the longest time. Again, they were kind of expensive. They kind of just, I don't know that they weren't my thing. Everyone else was blowing them up, but I did have a lot of them eventually because, again, I would trade for stuff. I'd trade with my friends. If I had a Nintendo game, I knew those were like 50, 60 bucks. And so I would get like a shit ton. So I remember with Dial Tone, my first collection of G.I. Joes was actually the Sky Striker, a couple of Dreadnoughts. I had Torch and Ripper and Monkey Wrench. And I loved Monkey Wrench because he looked like, you know, a redhead with a beard. And I always wanted to have a beard when I was a kid. So, trying to think. I really think that was it. And then eventually, G.I. Joe started becoming more popular and cheaper to get. So, that would have been more of, I want to say, the 87 era, 88 era of stuff. Because I remember getting, like, Rolling Thunder one year. I just couldn't believe it. This big package about the size of me. And I just, man, yeah, absolutely crazy. And I got like Black Mamba the same year. I felt like the rich kid because I got all the big oversized G.I. Joe stuff. And then one day during a time that I was home alone, must have been summer, I thought money was more important than anything else. I sold them all at a garage sale. And that cost me a lot of money to get those back. Off of eBay later on, and they're still not complete, mostly complete. But yeah, I sold all my original G.I. Joes, and I was selling them for like $5-$10. And I think grandma was even helping me, and she got in trouble because I wasn't supposed to be selling my stuff. I didn't quite know the value of it, but I enjoyed the money behind it. And I don't know what I was trying to get. I was trying to get baseball cards, which are still holding up my wrestlers in 1990, 89, Don Russ and Fleer baseball cards and Topps cards still aren't worth shit. So here we are decades later, and I made a bad decision on that one. I tell you what. All right, I am going to try and find my way back to the fucking Savers because stupid-ass traffic and dumb-ass construction put me all the way around about, so we'll see what I can get on these last two stops before I head home. And then I think I'm not even drunk, but I think I'm dumb enough to actually want to go buy a real tree like I said I was going to do. All right, see what happens. Holy shitballs, it's time for me to go home. You know, you could just tell when I've peopled enough, when the smile starts to fade, which is usually about 30 seconds, but given that I'm wearing a Santa hat, trying to be a little nicer, but oh my god. So I went to a weed store because I heard tell that the person I'm shopping for my Secret Santa likes edibles. I don't know shit about weed. I know where to get it, but not legally. So I've never been in a fucking weed store before. And you walk in the place and they ask for your ID. All right, that's fine. It's like a bar. I get it. But then they type in all your info and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck are you doing? And then I said, I've never been here before. And they're like, well, if you sign up, do you want to sign up for our rewards? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to come back. I just wanted like a little bag of chocolate edibles or something for this, you know, bartender chick. She's like, oh, okay, your bud tender will be right with you. Okay. So I go in, they got everything out that you can look at and sniff or whatever the fuck. Everyone's got contact high. And so I wait in line. I didn't know, you know, I thought it was like shopping. You just pick something up, but I guess, you know, they don't want people stealing it. So I waited in line, got called over, and this dude fucking tortoise-eyed me because he doesn't even know where the fuck he is. Sup? Yeah, I've never been here before. I don't do this stuff, so I'm looking for something for my bartender, maybe like a chocolate edible. Okay. And then that was it. And I was like, so what do you got? I don't know. Okay, well, do you have something like in a pack or something. What's your name? Jason. Okay, how can I help you? Holy fuck, dude. Speed up with the rest of us here. Well, we got these. And I said, well, the lady out front told me if you sign up, should I sign up? Would that be easier and you get a pre-roll? Oh, I don't think that's how that works. And then he turns around and he's like, yo, the lady up front's telling everyone they get a pre-roll and the discount when they come in. I said, that's not what I said. I said, is it easier for you, since you keep asking my name, to give you my ID? Yeah, let me see your ID. I give him the ID. And he's like, all right, so how can I help you? Oh, my fucking God, dude. Are you kidding me right now? What was your name again? Michael? He's like, no, dumbass. You got my fucking ID in your hand. Don't you look down, turtle eye fucker. And then he's like, all right, hang on. I'm going to get this. You're going to like this. And he comes back with this little pouch and he's like, all right, that'll be $18.50. And I was like, I didn't even say I wanted nothing yet. I asked how much these things were. Okay. We're cash only. And I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. And he's like, ATMs in the corner. I was like, you know what? I need to do some fucking research. And y'all need to sober the fuck up. Because I can bartend drunk as fuck. And y'all turtle-eyed motherfuckers don't even know where the hell you are right now. Need to get a goddamn grip. Holy shit, that was irritating. And then I went and had Chinese, and now I'm racing home because I'm about to shit myself. Fuck. Wolf needs to go the fuck home. Oh my God. I have no patience for slow-ass motherfuckers. Whether you're driving, or it's my Wi-Fi, or you're shopping, or I'm asking you a question. You're in a position of sales and you work off commission or any retail or any customer service fucking type job. Know your goddamn job. I know you work at a weed store just so you can get high all day and then get a discount on your weed. But I would rather go to my friends that sell that shit under the table like we used to do back in the day. That isn't government regulated, but I just wanted something nice for a Christmas gift. I mean, I'm not going to like hand someone a baggie on Christmas. I mean, I should. It's probably get a lot more, but I thought it would be a nice gift. You know, since it's for a girl, I'll put it in a nice bag. Here's something chocolatey. It's like, no. What's your name again? Oh my God, you star fucker. Like, shut the fuck up. Jesus, I got a turtle head poking out. I swear to God, I'm gonna just lob it out the window at this time. Fucking monster mash the car next to me if I don't get home. Woof. Well, you know, I tried to be nice and Christmassy and all that, and it ended up as a rant anyway. Go fucking figure. Didn't see that one coming, did you? Did do and find a lot of stuff Christmas shopping wise, so I think I'm mostly done. I'm gonna go home, take care of business, drop a few potatoes, and then maybe go out, see about getting that tree or doing something. I think all I got left to shop for Freya is a couple of treats, like maybe a toy or something. Other than that, I think I'm pretty much done. Mom got her a couple of beds for outside, because she likes to sunbathe and watch the birdies. And, fucking people irritate the shit out of me. I know my brain works differently than other people. Like, for one, weed doesn't work on me, and I've said that multiple times. I just have a high tolerance for everything. That's why, unfortunately, I can drink alcohol like a fish and still not feel like I'm lost control of myself. Or surroundings, or whatnot. But I can't imagine being pissed drunk, stumbling all over myself, still trying to be able to count and bartend and remember orders. And then to have somebody at a weed store who's supposed to be there to educate you and figure shit out and they don't understand a goddamn word you're saying, you should be fucking fired. Go, motherfucker! Goddamn, these handicap plates, I wonder if it's mental and not just some kind of ailment in your toe. Fucking people, man. I always get irritated at sunset anyway. It's just right in your eyes. There's nothing to shield it. Especially in Nevada, it's all flat. So it's like super bright and low and irritating as fuck. Ugh. Now I'm behind a car that says love for me. Man, who comes up with these license plates? I mean, how do you decide that you're going to drive around in a license plate that says December 24th? Or love for me? Or be eating you? Remember what that's from? Come on, somebody knows that one. God. So much negative energy in a weed place. And you think they would be, like, happy. And I get that they're highly governed. So I understand asking for my ID every 5 seconds. But holy shit. Know your prices. You literally only sell 10 things. Is it that hard to know? I mean, he didn't even ask me if I wanted, like, I wanted to be educated. You know, I don't know strains. I don't know, you know, doses or whatever the fuck speak weed people talk about. I don't know none of that shit. So I said, you know, it's a female bartender. She just had a kid, likes to party, and has a high alcohol tolerance. What do you think I should get her? What's your name again? Holy Jesus, dude. Like, I don't understand. I just don't fucking understand it. One last rant, so I can keep my mind and my anus, you know, busy. Fucking yelled at my Jersey security guard guy. We had a love-hate relationship at the start, and then we ended up liking each other, and then, now he's starting to bug me again, because anytime I get off the floor as security and start doing bartending and bar backing again, he freaks out and, you know, feels like he's shorthanded and can't work without me, which I understand is a compliment, but I make 5 times as much behind the bar than I would on the floor, and he just has to understand that, and he was shorthanded, but had 2 extra people to replace me on the floor than he normally would have had, which should have been perfect, but then he comes up to the bar and he's like, I don't know what to tell you, man. You're just going to have to wear ears behind the bar. And if I call you, you need it. No. This is the last goddamn time I want to fucking hear about it. I'm not wearing ears behind the bar. He's talking about wearing an in-ear monitor with a radio so he can call me on the radio if he needs me. I'm like, I will see the commotion if something's happening. And then I'll hop over the bar and beat some ass. But I can't have 10 people fucking yelling at me for drinks, saying that their drink orders are late or they've been waiting a good whole 3 minutes to get their fucking drinks, and then still have security ear. And you can't hear anything, especially the dude that stands next to the speaker and he's like, what? Speak slower. Charlie Brown's fucking teacher. I can't understand a goddamn word. Oh, I know what's wrong. I had a pot of coffee before I went into the fucking Chinese place. That's what's happening. My God. I'm going to, like, shit my testicles out and whip entrails all over my goddamn toilet when I get home. 2 minutes. Oof. It's like Lamaze. Ha, ha, hee, hee. All right. We can do this. Go, bitch. I'm going to shit on your car. Fuck me. God damn. Fucking people, man. I fucking swear. So I'm going to kill it. I'm rounding the corner. And hopefully everything goes well. But yeah, I will let you know if I end up back getting a tree or what the round 2 of fucking shopping is like. And woof. Hopefully I am not full of shit by the time I come back. I did it. I bought a damn tree. Finally back home, and I went to Home Depot, figured, why not? I'd look around and see what's up. And I asked the kid, I said, how much are these trees? And he said, they're like $70, $80, $100. And I thought that was ridiculous. And I said, jokingly, what happens if I pay cash? And he kind of looked around, saw that the boss was gone. He was like, dude, if you give me $30 and buy me a Powerade, I'll call it even. So I went in and got cash back and gave him $30 and a Powerade and walked away with the tree. And it was hilarious because I hoisted it on my shoulder and walked away like I stole it. So, yeah, it was pretty funny. Anywho, I'm going to set it outside in a bucket with cement around it and or a couple of bricks. Put some water in there and call that bitch good. All right, stay safe and sane. I need a freaking nap.